Wednesday night at Varlo. So we talked about, we mentioned that in Birchas Hanenin you can't make a bracha for someone unless you're eating yourself. There's three exceptions to that, because they're not really Birchas Hanenin. That's why they're exceptions. One is when the Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush. You can make a Borei Pri HaGafen and be mostly someone in Kiddush, both at night and on the at night, more poshut maybe, even in the daytime, when it's just Borei Pri HaGafen, you can make the Borei Pri HaGafen for someone else even if you're not drinking. It is a Birchas HaMitzvah. At that Borei Pri HaGafen is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Hamotzi, the Hamotzi of Pesach night, which is, again, like a Birchas HaMitzvah primarily, and the Hamotzi of Sukkos night. The Sukkos night, the Hamotzi. So those three times you could make a bracha, an ostensible Birchas HaNenin, even though you're not being Nehene, in contrast to the usual rule. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mishnah Berurah explains that that's in Masha'en Kein, your regular Suda Shabbos, where it's also a mitzvah to eat, but the Pshat is there's a mitzvah to be Nehene, and the focus is on the Hanah, and it's a mitzvah to be Nehene on Suda Shabbos. So that has the character and the nature of a Birchas HaNenin, and Memela, on a regular Shabbos, you can't make Hamotzi for someone. Masha'en Kein, the Hamotzi, as I say, of Pesach night, or of Sukkos night, or the Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush, is primarily l'shem, is a mitzvah, and therefore you could be motzi someone even if you're not eating.